happy Friday to you. I hope you have a lovely day and a great weekend. And let's hope for some lovely sunshine this weekend, because we all feel so good when the sun is shining and it's nice and warm. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about the spiritual practices. So it's not that I'm diverting off integration or anything like that. Spiritual practices or practices are going to be an important and integral part of this embodiment process of integration. And the reason for that is because it's going to be through those practices that you really connect in with yourself, and you can help yourself and support yourself more to move down from the head, down to the heart, and into the womb and into the body in general. Okay, so the practice that I did the other day, where I was telling you to breathe into the body, I feel that's quite powerful. But don't worry if you find that, you know, you were quite distracted during it, or you couldn't do it, or anything like that. This is the thing with practices. What works for one will not work for somebody else. So we are going to look at different practices over the month, and hopefully there'll be something for everybody in that. That's why it's really important as well to develop your own practices. I know a lot of you will have those practices probably now already in your life. You know what works for you. But for the most of us, I know we don't engage with these enough. What I'd really ask for this month, and this is not about pressure because I want this to be a very gentle month, but just know that it's like when you fully show up for yourself here and do the things that feel really good to you, you're going to help yourself heal and grow and change in ways that you probably never ever imagined before. So I think it's important to look at what practices work for you. So if you have practices at the moment that you feel are really good and they help you, keep doing them. Obviously, as we're moving into a space of integration and embodiment, we have to come down into the body. So some practices that I think would be very helpful for you to bring in are going to be ones that connect you into your body. So there's obviously grounding exercises that you can do. That's definitely a helpful space to ground your energy so that you feel connected, so that you can then feel into the body. The other thing that you can do is walking. Now, I would say without earphones, even without meeting somebody, going for a walk, you know, safely on your own, take in the fresh air, the smell of all the different scents that are around you from nature. You know, that's a really good way because the body's moving. Okay, so the movement of the body is very, very good for embodiment. So you could look at doing that as well. Another really good thing I feel is, and these are just things that come to mind when I'm talking around what I think would be good, but bring your own stuff in here too, would be like baths. I know I talk a lot about Epsom salt baths or Epsom salt showers, things like that. But even just bathing actually in beautiful water, maybe adding some scents like rose comes to mind, even like some rose petals in the bath. Make it kind of a sensual experience so that it's like the body is really feeling that. I think the Epsom salts are great for releasing. They're great for cleansing. We're not really doing that now. What we're doing is trying to make the body feel as cozy and as looked after and as nourished as possible. Because as the body feels like that, it will feel easier then to integrate in the way that we were talking about the other day, not necessarily through that breathing practice, but integrate in general, to come out of the head into the body. When we talk about coming into a feeling state, and you're also almost going to be led by your feeling in your life, let's say, the body is the place that that's going to happen in. And a lot of us can be disconnected from our bodies quite often. You know, our bodies hold a lot of our fear, a lot of trauma, you know, pain, difficulties. It carries more than we probably can even imagine. And I know I talked about this in a topic a number of months ago. So we really want to make this a really, really gentle process. Maybe you want to dance. You know, people love to do body movement in terms of dance. There's so many videos on YouTube, whether it's, you know, slow bodied movement, whether it's going and being like really fast dancing at home, whatever it is. So we're looking at how can the body be really held. Think about when you go to a spa, you get a massage, and you're like, you're lying in the relaxation room, and the body just feels light. It feels so relaxed. It feels really at ease. That's where we're really wanting to get to. So think about the practices that you can do to bring that space into your life, and how you can kind of create, I suppose, like a spa day over many, many days. It could be simply, you know, getting some lemongrass or ginger and soaking your feet. And again, making it a really lovely experience where you're not like scrubbing your feet or anything like that. You're putting lovely hot lukewarm water in, you're putting lovely essential oils in of maybe the lemongrass or the lemon, and you're just bathing your feet in it. Everything just feels really slow. Slowing the body down, coming in to the body, this is what we really want to do. So I'd like you to think about that, how you can bring these practices into your life to support you in that way. And next week we'll move on with this process a little bit more. So I hope that helps, and have a great weekend.